Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, thank you, praise team. That was amazing. Some old school songs thrown in there. You know, I think I saw some people light up when we sang, you know, like what the Lord has done for me. I think there was one preceding that one also. I could tell the energy, could see the change in the room. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, we need to be alive. Today is what? Resurrection Day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this morning, the day we celebrate our Lord Jesus defeating death and giving us victory. May his word bring life to us. Amen. So today is what? Today is what? Right on. I think we corrected ourselves. Today is Resurrection Sunday. Yes, in the world, you know, generally people refer to this as Easter Day. There is a connotation behind that. But to go to really experience the power, to acknowledge the power of today, what the significance is, we call it what? Resurrection Sunday. Praise the Lord. It's a day of celebration. A day we celebrate Jesus' victory over death. It is a day of festivities, right? It is, you know, last Sunday we had a celebration of life, addition to the body of Christ. It is in that same spirit. So it's not a day. It's a day we can actually just have the praise team, right? Run through the whole service. Because it's more of a day that we celebrate. So for today, I think we'll go straight to the point and we'll stay in that power of the day. I think if there's one thing that I hope that we'll take from today is the victory that we have, maintaining that victory, celebrating that victory, projecting that victory, and knowing that we have the power that busts Jesus from that grave. We have it daily. So our topic we'll go with: rising above, living in resurrection power. Living in resurrection power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Starting off, because I was kind of late, so I hope David was able to get that on. When Pastor, actually, we had some communication and he sent me a text, and the first thing that popped to my head is, "He arose." I know some of us know that song, so I don't know if you're able to project it. That would be great. If not, we'll jump in. But if you are, let's run that with audio. Praise the Lord. It's up from the grave he arose. Yeah, so I should have given it to him a little earlier. Comes with... That is the power of the day, you know. He arose. So we'll start with I'm going to script myself a little bit with this service. So we'll just follow along. We have three chapters, three verses that will be the anchor for today's message. First is Luke 27. We'll read from 1 to 7. And I'll read because I have it open here. It said, now upon the first day, so that was Luke 24, verses 1 to 7. Upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garment. And as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said unto them, so that is, the men said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and they crucified him, and the third day he arose. He arose. Death could not hold him down. What is the significance for that? What do we imbibe from that? They say, come on, I think most of us growing up, you know, we are versed in the story of Jesus came down. Messages prior weeks actually have kind of led up to this. You know, what he did as a child. Last Friday, we commemorate, you know, the day he was crucified. Said it is done. He was buried. You know, there was mourning and wailing. The significance of that. And then the third day, what? He arose. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So this is not just any day. It is victory day. The same power that raised Jesus from the grave is moving in this room. Amen. Jesus didn't stay down, and neither will anything hold us down. Praise God. Resurrection is not just a moment in history. It is the manifest power of the Holy Ghost living in every one of us. And we have to claim that. We have to move in that spirit. Praise the Lord. So with that, I'll say couple 3 points that we'll dwell this message on. One, remember, the tomb was what? Temporary. Jesus was just put there. It was a temporary transition. A lot of the people that were with him then didn't really understand that. But I think Jesus was teaching us some lessons. I asked myself, what was all this stuff? Yes, there's the history behind it. You know, the Israelites killing the lamb, and now Jesus came. All the stuff that is done. Why? God can just do it another way, right? I mean, Jesus didn't have to go through all the stuff he went through. If you think about it, the infinite power of God, so many of these things, at least me, I think could be done differently, but God wanted to teach us something because he knows we live in this earth. He wanted us to see what he himself brought himself down to man, and he went through the experience, letting himself be crucified, going through that pain, nailed on the cross with, you know, people who could, in how man looks at it, we'll say we're much lower than him, right? The thief on the cross and all, you know, people he dealt with. He went through that to teach us a lesson. And then he was buried. Went through Hades, subjecting himself to death, this physical death. And then guess what? He arose. We have that power. That transition period was just what? Temporary. But God's promise is eternal. The angels, they asked the ladies that came to the grave, because, you know, you have to see the ladies were the first. In so many things, ladies are first. Praise the Lord. They were the first. They came there. And he says, why do you look for the living among the dead? The women came, they were, I think it was Mary Magdalene, one other Mary, I believe, and then I think it says the others, right? Could have been Mary's, Jesus' mom could have been among the people that came with sorrow, mourning, crying. I mean, you can imagine their loved one crucified in public. They came mourning, they had spices, to embalm the body, like refresh the body and all that. But remember, well, these are the people that Jesus has been with all this time, right? He's basically told them what will happen. But because they are human beings, right? Their mind wasn't in that, hasn't reached the level to appreciate. You know, as I read that, one of the things that came to me is like, you know, it's like it's a challenge and a remembrance, a motivation that it is nature that human beings, we have doubt sometimes, that we don't fully appreciate the awesomeness of God, the awesomeness of the power behind us. So because that's what these women experienced. But when they went there, they encountered the miracle-working power of God. They came for a corpse, but they got what? An angelic visit. God knew they were coming. They had an expectation, and God decided to meet them at that point. Praise the Lord. So thou shalt be our blessing. We shall always empower and experience the power of God. They thought it was over. Our loved one is gone. But God was just getting started. He basically was saying things are just getting warmed up. God rolled that stone away. And God will roll out any stone in our life. He's surprising us. We just got to keep our mind open and appreciate what God can do for us. He's going to call out anything in our life that is a challenge for us. We have to remember something. Any, whatever we're going through in life, as long as you keep your eye up, looking at Jesus, your eternal provider, believing this power, it is just a temporary phase. You know, I know if we call for testimony on Resurrection Day, a lot of us will come up and testify. Those encourages us. Anything we go through in life, any, you know, it could be the highs also, because, you know, we've seen a lot of time we talk about the low point. But also it could be the high. Sometimes we're in cloud nine and we just think, and sometimes because you think you've accomplished so much or what else, what can happen, you begin to lose track of where that source comes from. It could be temporary. We always have to give glory to who? The source of all our strength. Who is who? Jesus Christ, our Lord. Praise the Lord. So going back to the temporary nature of Jesus' transition, God is going to always rule the stone out in our life as long as we keep our eyes on him. Now, the way I've kind of structured this, I'm going to key some key reflection points which can help us even as we, you know, go in the week to reflect. Ask yourself, what place is God calling you to walk away from? What is holding you back from jumping and living fully for him? Praise the Lord. And then ask yourself in a testimonial kind of way, when in your life have you expected disappointment, but God surprised you? Like this woman that came, right? Came to the grave expecting something else, but God came out and gave them a wondrous surprise. Like those ladies, you know, most of us, I go through it. Have there been times you doubted God? They had their faith, you know. We speak faith, but there are times we also, you know, so ask yourself. And then by doing that, really, what that does, by doing that, when you ask yourself, you challenge yourself, okay, when I went through this, how did I act? You chronicle it, right? What that does, and then you follow what happened afterwards. It builds your faith. It strengthens you because you know that the same God that pulled you from whatever you went through, he's the same one that will lead you to greater heights. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Second point, the spirit that raised Jesus is living in you. Let's look at Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11. It says, but if the spirit of Christ, the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Praise the Lord. What is that? I'm not giving it enough forceful emphasis, but you can tell by the words. It is power. There is power in what that verse tells us. And it's real. the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost burst forth that grave. Open up and said, life is here. That same power that raised up Jesus from the dead, the Bible says, shall quicken our mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in us. Praise the Lord. I mean, take a minute and marinate on that. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, it says that same power dwelleth in us. It dwells in you. It dwells in you. I think a lot of times we forget that. That's the same Spirit that cut the veil. That's the same Spirit that said, you know what? You don't need to cut a lamb, right? You don't need to do sacrifices. You don't need to stay on this side, and then these people, the priests stay on this side, and then us, we stay on the other side. There's no difference between the Jews, the Gentiles, anybody. Chinese, Nigerian, American. There's no difference between us. There is no demarcation. That Spirit that opened, that shook. When Jesus died, right, the whole place shook. Everybody was, that power is in us. The power, some of us, we have favorite evangelists that we follow, right? There are evangelists amongst us here that inspire us. But we also have ones that we grew up following. The same power in them is in us. Praise the Lord. We don't walk around defeated. We don't walk around with our heads down. We don't need daily motivational speeches. You know, I get, you know, like at my work, and it's good, obviously, I'm not, you know, but I'm telling us that as children of God, we have that power daily. But I give, like, credit, like, at my job, like, they have, like, every, in the Mondays and Wednesdays, they send ping, like, motivational messages. You have, like, 15 minutes, you can join a session, and they kind of check you up, like, tell you it's all good and all that. And, you know, sometimes I join that and they give their, we're going through this, and this. We don't have to. We don't necessarily need that. It's good, like I said, encourage people because, yeah, there are challenges in this world. But that's where it comes in. That's where when people see that we're always, you know, even when things seem burdened upon us, we have that power of God on us. We have that belief. We show it. We let it shine. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We always need to know and ask God to imbibe in us his resurrection fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost. We walk in that power. We walk in authority and purpose. Praise the Lord. We've got resurrection power flowing in our veins. Praise the Lord. We tell ourselves daily, I will not stay down. I will not live in fear. I have the Spirit of God in me. Praise God. Today is a day of celebration. A day of, it's a party, as far as I'm concerned. That's what we, you know, you walk out here, make it a party. It's a day of party. A day of celebrating. Amen. So reflection points. Yes. What will you change in your life and show that you're walking in confidence in the resurrection power? Ask yourself, what will you change? Have we allowed the Holy Spirit to fill every part of our life, to guide us, to speak to us, to direct us? Have we allowed and said, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord? Right? We sing that song, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. You know, have we done that? Have we really said, do we do it daily? Praise God. What things in our life do we need to speak the resurrection power into? We have challenges, you know, if it's our children, if it's our bosses, some of our friends, spouses, whatever it is, circumstances, jobs, investments, business ideas. I have to daily speak. I have a business proposition I'm pursuing. And sometimes I'm like, can I do this? Can I do this? it's taking too much. But what God tells me is speak power into it. Speak the power of creation into it. God spoke and things came into existence. Things came into being. Science has tried to defy and, you know, come up like, oh, this. But it is the power of the word. The power, that same power that came in, burst forth the grave, rose Jesus up in glory. That same power is in us. We speak it. We speak it. And if we do that, we will definitely experience daily in our lives this resurrection power of the Lord. Amen. 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 Now, living and rising doesn't mean that we don't have challenges. Yeah, I've kind of talked about that a little bit. But it doesn't mean that we don't have challenges. Doesn't mean that you won't have occasions, right, where you may have a little low point. You know, when we have those times, those are not the times to say, oh God, why? Those are not the times to doubt. We remember these ladies. They came mourning. The ladies that came to the grave mourning came prepared to refresh. Because when Jesus passed, they embalmed him, right? They refreshed him body so it's good, it smells nice and all that. Came to mask the symptoms, right? We don't have to mask the symptoms, right? We do not mask the symptoms. We overcome it. We live in that power. We put that in our lives. And then I'll go somewhere a little bit. You know, it's like when we see the doctors, right? So this is really a challenge. To me, it's a challenge. We see the doctor, right? They say, oh, you're eating too much sugary stuff. And then, but here, take this medicine. It will mask the effects. And, you know, we should not do that. So there are things we learn. The word of God is deep and powerful, right? You take action in the resurrection power. What does that mean? We move out. We don't stay in one place. Kind of diverted a little bit there. But it is the point that there is resurrection power and we got to move on it. We don't mask stuff like, you know, they came to spice that stuff up. No. God said, I don't do that. We have God's power in us. We actually do stuff. We move. Praise God. Now let's look at 2 Corinthians 8, verse 4. Verses 8 and 9. Second Corinthians chapter 4, sorry. Chapter 4, verses 8 to 9. All right, it says, we are troubled on every side, we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. Verse 9, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Why are we not? Because we cannot be. We cannot be destroyed. We cannot be pressed down. We cannot be crushed. There is no condition that can crush us. There is no circumstance that can put us down. There is no condition that we will stay in. No. We have what? The theme of the day, the resurrection power in us. We have God's Holy Spirit in us. We have the power of God to celebrate, to bust through, to overcome anything that comes our way. We take action. You know, once we know we have all this, once we know that even if we fall, we cannot. It's not even that we won't. It's we cannot. We cannot. Then that means we battle. We take on the full armor of God. We take on the power of God. We take on that sword, right? So it's a double-edged sword, sharp, can pierce and cut down anything. Anything that stands in our way, we take it down. Praise God. And we know what? We know that there is no battle that we go, that we fight alone. Because the Holy Ghost is with us. The Spirit of the Lord is with us. anything we face, we have the victory. You know, imagine going to a battle. You know, if you think about the message, and if it was last week or the prior week, I think the prior week, the Israelites went into the battle, right? And the story of Joshua, right? And God basically cut down the army and took, I think, 300 men, went to the battle. I mean, think about it. They had confidence that they already won. You know, it's kind of like you have a pasha. We like they say, you have pasha. You have, it's like, I don't want to say we cheated already in that, because imagine you go into a battle and you know you've already won. So it's like the devil is always at a disadvantage. Whatever circumstance, it's already at a disadvantage because you already won. So whatever challenges we face, it may not look that way. You know, you may stay up at night. I've had challenges. I stay up at night. I can't sleep. I'm like, oh, come on, just get it out of my mind. But it's there. It's poking me. But then I remember, you know what? 5 years ago, I had this challenge. 2 weeks ago, I had this, and I won. It can't take me down. Because I have the Spirit of the Lord in me. I have the power of resurrection. I'm going to drill it in. We have the power of resurrection to overcome and to defeat anything in our way. Praise the Lord. Jesus conquered. We conquer. We are anointed. We get stronger. We get wiser. Every day by staying in the Spirit. By staying close to God. Now, reflection points. And these are, you know, we ask ourselves, what area is God telling us to get up? What area is God telling us to step out in faith? It's all is individual, it's personal. Ask yourself and reflect. You know, I alluded to, you know, like, whether it's health, whether it's school, whether it's business, whether it's job, God has given us the power. Those soldiers, right? The Israelite soldiers that were going to the battle. And we thank God because God has given us the word, you know. I'm one of the persons that I like, as I'm studying the word of God, I also like to look at our own history and the challenges that we've gone through. But we're blessed that God has given us these stories from the Bible. So it says, yes, the Israelites back then, they went to the battle. But they knew. They had the faith. They knew it wasn't on their own accord. They knew that, yeah, even though the battle is won, they have to move forth. They have to take action. Daily here in our lives, you know, what do we do? Do we sit in the couch? Do we say, oh, I'm tired, I can't get up? Do we find excuses? What do we do? How do we challenge ourselves? How do we inspire our friends? If you find something beneficial, something that has God, that God has created a miracle in you, has enlightened you, has given you wisdom, do we teach those around us? Or do we? Because if God did this, if God just kept the knowledge to himself, we wouldn't really have it. If God didn't demonstrate, if God made it the easy way, right? And just said, oh, I give all of you salvation. Jesus don't have to do anything or anything. When you have challenges, we wouldn't really have the backbone. We wouldn't have the experience behind. We wouldn't have something to anchor on. And that's why I believe God let all these things happen. He lets us experience things, and then he challenges us. Don't just stay down. Get up. Don't just go and take something to mask whatever issue you're going on. Move. Go run. Get your book. Go read. Get the word of God. Study. Read everything that is in here. Take power. Get wisdom. Wisdom cometh from what? The word of God. You know, all the things that we're told, all the things we're encouraged, it's really by immersing ourselves in the word of God, by taking action, then that victory becomes ours. Praise God. We ask, how do we rise in resurrection power? Through faith, through worship, through prayers in the Holy Ghost. I think there's been lots of messages expanding on some of these points. Through community, you know, I reference, do we encourage each other? Do we say, hey, let's go do this? Through expectation, expect miracles, breakthrough, divine encounters. Work together. Call your brethren. You get a special miracle, maybe we don't wait till the day we come to church, right? We say, hey, nah, see this thing God did for me. You get a new knowledge that will grow your brethren, your brother, your sister, your child, your parents. Share it with them. We take action. We take action. Resurrection power gives us power to rise all over our weakness. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Basically it says, and he said unto them, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me, be made manifest through me. The key line I like to key on there is, God's grace is sufficient for us always. His power is made perfect in our weakness. As human beings, we don't have all the power, we don't have all the strength, we don't have all the knowledge. That's why what? We don't walk in our own power. We walk in what? We walk in what? The resurrection power. Praise God. That is the key point of the message. We walk in resurrection power. God didn't just define defeat, weakness, or death. He redefined weakness. What looked like defeat on the cross became the greatest victory the world has ever known. That victory and the power manifested on the cross defeats all challenges, all chaos, all confusion, all conspiracy theories that will run our way. Gives us wisdom, right? There are so many things floating out there. And as children of God, we get the wisdom of God, we stay above it. Let's not wait till we feel strong. Let's not wait till we feel good to know that we have that power. We rise now. We let God's strength carry us. The resurrection power assures us that our lowest place is still set up for God's glory. So whenever you find yourself at the low point, whenever you find yourself running through challenges, know that that is the perfect time a miracle is coming your way. Amen. Amen. Reflection. What weakness? I mean, it's kind of, it's repetition, but I want us to deep and to reflect and get that. What is it that we, what weakness are we trying to hide? Are we trying to mask? But instead, what should we do? Let God's glory be made manifest. That's basically what Paul was saying there. He said, most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I think another translation also said, be made manifest, right? Demonstrate. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Resurrection power brings unity. Resurrection power brings togetherness, gives us boldness. Galatians 3:28, it says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for all of us are one in Christ. There is nothing dividing us. Jesus didn't just get up from the grave. He got up with all authority to unify us. And he given his spirit to all of us. you know, as we watch the media, we watch so many things, even as Christians, things that define us. We have to be conscious of this one fact, that there is no difference between us and anybody else out there. Jews, Arabs, Chinese, Muslims, this, that, this. We're all, God's power is not for one, this one particular person. It's for all of us. Because as Christians, I see sometimes we, you know, we're the special ones. All these other people, their lives don't mean anything. Because what? They're not Christians. That is for God to decide. God blesses all of us. He opens the sky and he rains his blessing on every one of us. Every life is precious. As we go out there, that is the message we need to be given. The resurrection power of Jesus is for all his children that God has allowed to be born into this earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We should not ever allow any division, whatever it is, and we all need to think deep on that, to come and come out through us, because God's blessing is for every one of his children. Our job is to continue to minister, right? To pray and to cherish life that God has given us. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So reflection points, are there any hidden prejudices, biases, or fears that God is calling us to rise above? How can we, as God's children, embody this resurrection power in this divided world and age? And I say this because there's a lot of things on media, a lot of things out there that, you know, even as God's children, if we don't pay attention, there's so little seeds in us. So we should realize that God's resurrection power bursts through everything, and God has blessed all his children. So in closing, say the resurrection power is not just a message of victory, personal victory. It's a call to collective transformation. It's a call to come together as a united body of Christ, to say God broke Jesus from the grave. That power, if we go out and we preach that power, we let people know we live in that, we live in the victory, embodying all the things we just heard, that this resurrection power can make a difference in the physical world, in the spiritual world. Whatever challenge we have, we will overcome it. Because if we always remember that that power that bursts Jesus from that grave, that is in us, that brought life, is in us. The power that created life, the power that in there is nothing, there is no limitation we have. Praise the Lord. So, whether you're watching in the future, whether you're listening now online, whether we're here, I think the challenge for the day, the challenge, the word I think we should take from this is that we will always rise above, that we stay rising above everything that comes our way, and that we live in the resurrection power of Christ. And anybody out there who's asking, how do I live in this resurrection power? How do I start tasting this sweet juice, the living water flowing? All you have to do is open your heart and say, Jesus, come into my life. Bless me. And then as Christians, believe that that Holy Spirit that God bestowed on us, that Jesus bestowed when he left, he said, I'm leaving and I send out my helper, the Spirit of the living God, to come upon us, that he is in us and that he's going to transform us and that we have that power and we walk in that victory. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So in closing, let's continually mark this day as what? A celebration and a day that we know that God's resurrection power is in us continually. Praise God. Now, David, if you can, please put that song again. I will end with it. That would be fantastic. While the praise team looks to come up, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we have the day to celebrate. As you go out here, make it a party. Make it a celebration day. Make it a day of victory. A day that we know, we teach our children also. I asked my kids as we're coming to church, what is today? And I was very impressed because they said it's a day of resurrection, a day of power. Praise the Lord. Resurrection power live in us and guide us throughout this week. In Jesus' name, amen.